Trump, GOP senators negotiating with Biden being used by radical left. By Wendell Hasebo on June 29, 2021. Former President Donald Trump thrashed Republican senators on Tuesday for failing to successfully negotiate on infrastructure provisions with the White House. "So sad to see certain Reno Republican senators go back and forth to the White House and continually get nothing for infrastructure or anything else," Trump said. "When will they learn that they are being played with, and used by, the radical left, and only bad things can happen? Should have never lost the Senate in the first place, thanks Mitch. New leadership is needed, and fast," he concluded. Trump's criticism of the moderate Republican senators comes as Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell said Monday he is unsure if he will support the bipartisan agreement with President Joe Biden. "I haven't decided yet," he said. "We need to get a score, so we need to see whether the proposal is credibly paid for." Meanwhile, Republican strategists believe the grassroots of the Republican Party reject Biden's infrastructure initiatives. Ben Weber, a Republican strategist, told The Hill, "When you get to the grassroots of the Republican Party base, there's very little interest in passing anything that Joe Biden signs into law." Another GOP strategist in Tennessee, Chip Saltzman, echoed Weber's thoughts, saying the base of the Republican Party is not interested in working with Biden. A third GOP strategist and pollster, Jim McLaughlin, also said an agreement signed into law would be good for Biden. Some Senate Republicans are walking away from the infrastructure deal as Biden ties the measure to a separate reconciliation tactic full of far-left items. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, expressed concern over the bill's expense and how to pay for it, which he said could be generated from the savings of shifting resources home from Afghanistan.